Can you take these blankets and put them on yourself?
Yeah.
And oop.
There it is.
Okay.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So it's Christmas Day. We've had an eventful... Is that making noise?
Yes!
Weird. That was me scratching the back of my head. Okay. So it's Christmas. We've had an eventful few days. I'll try not to rub the back of my head. That was weird.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So it's Christmas Day, a Monday. We've had quite eventful weekend, and it all began on Friday. So Friday, we both worked, and then... Got home early. We got off early and we went to Gym Boys, new location just opened in West Sacramento. It was good. Exactly what you like. I would classify their tacos as an upgraded Jack in the Box taco. Like the shells are crunchy, they're greasy, they dust it with Parmesan cheese, but the innards are better than the Jack in the Crack. But it was a good time. Most eventful thing that happened there was a lady who was in her car. She was in drive-thru and she was at the window to pick up her order. All of a sudden, her engine started smoking. Like, her car started smoking. There was smoke billowing everywhere. Turns out her car died right in the drive-thru. And then we saw two able-bodied young male Gym Boy employees who had to go outside, push the lady's car into a parking spot in the parking lot there. And they still delivered her food. Like, one of the guys walked out with a bag and he says, just another day at Gym Boys, and walked out there, gave her food. Her car was still dead, even though we left 45-ish minutes later. But that was fun. And then Friday night, honey, you had grand ambitions of getting us out of the house to go drive around and look at Christmas lights. I scoffed. I had zero faith in your ability to rally the troops, but you did it.
You're one of the troops.
Yeah.
And yet you didn't support me, but I got you guys out of the house. Yes.
It's ready for a mutiny, a coup, stage a coup on coup. But the key was you made hot cocoa.
I lured you guys all with hot cocoa.
Yeah, you made a bunch of hot chocolate and put it in commuter mugs. And we drove around, we listened to Christmas music, and we looked at Christmas lights.
It was fun. The kids pointed out all their friends' houses.
Lennox is like, okay, get out of here with your Martha Guerrero. Lennox Garcia is the mayor of West Sacramento. Everywhere we went, it's like, oh, there's my friend Cave's house. Turn right. That's Ryland's house. Oh, Mid John lives over there. Let's go to...
He knows so many people.
I know. It was mind blown. And then we came home and you made cine rolls from a recipe. Well, the rolls were canned.
Yeah, there's this hack that's been going around TikTok and it's kind of old, but I finally tried it. It's where you just put the canned cinnamon rolls in a dish and you drizzle heavy cream over them.
It was good.
And it makes it like the buns soak up the cream. And so they're softer and they're more delicious and flavorful. And it worked.
It was fantastic.
It actually was. Yeah, it was good.
Had some with ice cream. It was outstanding. You made them two nights in a row. Not in a row. You made them Friday night and then Sunday night. But it was both times. It was like, it was really, really good. Saturday, we got a torta for breakfast, which is a Mexican sandwich. It costs $8. And I thought, because it was just us, it was a big sandwich. She cut it into the employee, and we both ate for $8 breakfast. That was a good deal. It was your average ham, cheese, lettuce, avocado, spread, whatever. But I thought the bread was bussin'.
Yeah, we went to a little Mexican bakery, so I think they baked the bread there.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. That was definitely worth the $8.
Yeah, it was fresh, it was soft, it was chewy, it was good. I bought a bag of Fritos there because they have like your Lay's, but then it's like a Mexican version. So I don't know if they make them here or if they ship them from Mexico, but bought a bag of Fritos that were chorizo flavored. Love me some chorizo sausage. And on it, on the bag, it said in letters, a little message there, in writing on the bag, it said Secretaria de Salud, which means health secretary. And then it said exceso calorías, exceso sodio, which means excessive calories and excessive salt. So the Mexican Secretary of Health is saying, whoa, 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 there, Tiger. There's a lot of calories and there's a lot of salt in this, which blew my mind because you don't see that here. But I thought a good analogy was like the Surgeon General's warning on cigarettes, like this will cause cancer and you will die. Similar. I wonder why they don't do that here. I guess they would, because they would do that on too many foods and us Americans.
Just, it's on everything. It would be on everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, theoretically, everything. And if you eat enough of it, is excessive calorias y sodio. Amanda Wilkins, our former realtor, current realtor, our friend.
Future realtor.
She dropped off. She does it once a year. She drops off some goodies at our house for Christmas. And this year, it was like a homemade dough, cinnamon frosting kind of, it was huge. Yeah. It was huge, dude. It was like a foot and a half, 2 foot long. And we ate about half of it.
Oh my gosh.
It was good, but it was too much.
Once you rip a piece off, you couldn't stop. Yeah. So you and I just kept ripping away at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then to the point where we were like, we need to throw the rest away. So we threw about half away. It was good, but too much. But I wonder how long she's going to keep doing that, because we've been here 3.5 years. And I mean, I realize she does it because she is our friend and to drum up future business. But maybe it's got to be like a 5-year limit.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, these people are never moving, or they found another realtor. No, Amanda, you're the only one in our heart. And then also on Saturday night, we watched Dead Poets Society.
Keep rubbing your head.
Oh, shit.
And that oop.
You mean like this? Okay, that's weird. Thanks, darling. I think I'm doing it, like I do it softly.
It's still... It still picks up, huh?
Oh, wait. Shh.
See? Oh, my God.
That's the weirdest thing.
And that oop.
So Saturday night we watched Dead Poets Society because I read a little bit of that book of Robin Williams. It's not a great book. It was less behind the scenes and less into his creative process and more into like the play-by-play. It was fine. But I read the Dead Poets Society chapter and made me want to watch the movie, and we watched the movie. And what I realized is that Robin Williams is barely in it. So what I remember is Robin Williams in the courtyard where he has his students and they're walking around all, they're doing their own thing and or they're conforming to the other walkers. I remember that scene. I remember the final scene when all of his students get up on the desk. Oh, captain, my captain. I remember near the beginning when he has them really get close to some old black and white photos of previous alumni, previous students. And he whispers, "Carpe diem." That's what I remember. But we started watching it, and I don't remember any of the students' storylines. Ethan Hawke, Josh Charles, all these young kids. I was like,
"And oop!"
All the students' storylines, the young men's storylines. I don't remember anything. I remember Robin Williams, but it turns out he's in a third of the movie, 40% of the movie. It really focuses on the students.
Yeah, the students are the main characters, really.
Yeah. But looking back, or what I remember is purely Robin Williams. And movie, I don't think it doesn't hold up. Like, I had it in a higher place in my heart and my head. And there were a few scenes, some acting. I was like, doesn't quite square away. But overall, it's a good movie.
It was good, yeah.
And oop.
Sunday, we vacuumed and we read. And then Monday, the big day, Xmas, Christmas, Feliz Navidad. I shaved my chest because I wanted to look good for your mom, Liz Fisher. So I woke up at 5:30. And I was just hanging out, surfing BuzzFeed lists of 33 solutions that cost under $100 to make your house look like it's on MTV Cribs or something like that. I love those kind of listicles. But I didn't want to go back to bed because you woke up at 6:40 and you started baking, honey. What did you have to bake? How'd you pull it all together, my domestic queen?
I baked 2 lemon blueberry loaves, one to take to my parents for Christmas breakfast and the other to give as a gift to Luna and Lennox's grandma on their other side. Because after we left my family's house, we dropped Luna and Lennox off at their Garcia family. So I didn't like them showing up empty-handed. I like to give them a little something to take.
And you did a banana bread.
Oh, I also did a banana bread, which also came with us to my parents.
Which is sugar-free, so
yeah,
your dad, who is sugar-free, can enjoy some of your confections. I like that your parents... So we were at your parents' like 10:15. I like their Christmas morning tradition. It's not like, let's get together at 3, let's get together at 6 p.m., 10 a.m., be there, be square, breakfasty kind of food. And I like that.
I like it too. I love it.
Early starter, as you know, honey.
Yeah, it's good for you.
So you start waking up at 6:40 to bake.
And oop.
Once you got everything in the oven, then we woke up Lennox and Luna to open presents. Waking Lennox up this morning was a pain. Waking Lennox up every morning is a pain. But I think Christmas morning, I would beeline it downstairs when I was a kid because you got to open presents. But even this morning, getting him out of bed was a difficult task. And he slept. We went to bed early. He slept all night.
Like a solid 12 hours he slept, and he was still tired this morning.
Yeah. And it was like, Len, it's Christmas. You got presents to open. Let's go. We're rolling. Luna was up. We were up. And it was just still such a large undertaking to get him out of bed. Finally got him out of bed. So let's talk presents, honey. I got you a Kindle, an Amazon Kindle, because you're a book girl. And I mean, the library will still be a part of our lives, but I think the Kindle, just convenience, just having access to so many books. It's too many books. I was messing around today, playing around with it, browsing, and I was like, this is too much selection. It's too easy to get all these stupid books.
I'm excited you got me that because I do read constantly, and yeah. I like physical books.
Yeah.
But I'll read on my phone occasionally. But there's a lot of books that I check the library for, and they're only available in like an ebook format. They don't carry a physical book, so yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah, and got you the smallest version / cheapest. Okay, to be honest, when you unboxed it, when you unwrapped it, I was like, "Oh, that thing is tiny. It's 6 inches long, 6 inches tall." But after you're holding it, reading it. It's great. It's perfectly fine. It just makes everything super easy. It's light. It's a good time. And then showed you how to get library books on it. And then you can also add stuff to it from Amazon. There's tons of free stuff. There's tons of stuff you can purchase. But I was like, let's just keep it to the prime reading, aka the free
reading. I don't pay full price for books.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. And then I got you a $100 gift certificate to Asha Urban Baths, which we learned about from our podcast friend, Megan Rage. And not exactly sure. Well, it's like a wellness herb, like these giant water tanks that you go in and they make you feel better.
I was telling my sister-in-law Kay this morning at breakfast about it. And I was trying to explain it to her because we haven't actually been. We've only heard other people talk about it. So it's a bathhouse. They have like ice cold bath, hot bath. You can like go back and forth. They have some sort of salt bath. We don't really know. A mud bath type thingy maybe. But it's open. It's like you're there with other people coming and going in and out to different stations.
But after you mud bath and salt bath and all this stuff, you're supposed to feel spectacular.
I'm really excited.
Well, our plan is for you to go use a gift certificate. And then once you kind of figure out what's going on in there and what works and what doesn't, what you like, what you don't like, blah, blah, blah. Because there's lots of stuff to do. Then we'll go as a couple and it should be a good time. Yes. You got me a cute cat t-shirt. Actually, Kat and Frankie, Blue Nicholas, our dumb cat, has become a theme in our lives. you got me a cute cat t-shirt. And then talk about what you... Oh, you also got me a bottle, a water bottle with a bunch of pictures of Frankie on it. And then talk about the Frankie blankets, how one Frankie blanket became two. Oh, they're multiplying like rabbits, honey.
So many Frankie paraphernalia around our home. Lennox for almost a year has been begging for a blanket with picture of Frankie on it. So I've ordered one from Shutterfly. And I accidentally got one that is super tiny. So it arrived at our house about a month ago. And it's adorable, but it's like the size of a poster that you might hang on your wall. So I tried to return it. Shutterfly said, just keep it.
Because what are they going to do with it? Because it has tiny our blanket. Cat's
face on it. And then I ordered a second blanket that was really big. It's it fits his queen, full-size queen bed. And it's a different picture of Frankie. So now he has a big blanket and a little blanket of Frankie. And he was really happy with that.
It's in addition to our tiny pillow of Frankie. Do we have anything else?
I would like a Frankie made of tile mosaics. I want a picture of Frankie that we can hang on the wall.
Yeah, we definitely need a picture of Frankie, like just on the bookcase.
Or I would love a painting done in the style of a form, like a formal royal portrait. Of Frankie. That would be so cute. Let's
not get crazy, honey. At one point, so Lennox laid out both the blankets on the carpet on the floor, and Frankie was kind of poking around, kind of sniffing around on it. And it was like, Frankie, that's you. Don't you know that's you? I don't think he knows him. But it was adorable. And I wanted to grab my phone and take a picture. But I took a picture with my mind, man.
You should have took a real picture.
With my heart full. Knowing Frankie, he would have skedaddled in 2 seconds and just been a wasted energy. But yeah, I love that giant blanket. And well, what's he going to do with the small blanket? Just have it as a...
He wants to hang it on his wall like a poster.
Right.
So I need to find some hook type things to hang it up with.
It could be just a Frankie blanket. I mean, it's his size. So you baked up a storm, and then while you were getting ready, I did all the dishes. I just wanted to say that.
It was very helpful.
Good job. I just wanted credit. We headed to your parents at around 9:30. And first off, I was thinking Teddy was going to be their dog, Teddy, the wackiest puppy ever. tons of energy. I thought he was going to be in a kennel or locked up or like in jail or in prison. But he was out and about, but he was on a leash. So there was like your dad, your brother Cameron. There was always someone on Teddy detail. And it was adorable, but Teddy's got a ton of energy. The young Fisher... nieces and nephews have a ton of energy. It's madness. But I was like, I mean, I can appreciate a dog, but there's nothing like Frankie. And even though Frankie has vomited twice recently, we had to feed him less. Each feeding is like a third of what it used to be. He is pooping less.
He's pooping and vomiting less. Yes.
Yeah. Do you think he knows that he's pooping less?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I could do that. I mean, I guess we could technically all do that. I dyed my hair blonde Only your mom commented. Thanks, lizard lips. So one thing that happened was your dad, Alan, said, so we get there and he's like, okay, I need one representative from each family. Or we're going to go give gloves to the homeless, like winter gloves. And you were in the kitchen. Luna went to hide, allegedly in the kitchen to help you. So it was me and Len, and we kind of looked at each other back and forth like, we weren't exactly chomping in the bit. Well, from your dad didn't give a ton of details, so I was like, okay, we're going to go to either a homeless encampment or like you see on the news when they do a whole Thanksgiving dinner. I'm at St. Vincent de Paul or whatever. So I didn't quite know what was happening. But I took one for the team and I was like, I'll go. I will go give some winter mittens to the homeless. Hopped in the car. It turns out I was the only adult, just me and your dad. And then there were a bunch of tiny little Fisher children who came with us. And we sang Christmas songs the whole way, including Wham, Last Christmas. Let me tell you about George Michael, kids. Am I right?
Did you and Alan harmonize?
Yes. Aww. Yes. I'm the bass. He's the tenor. But it turns out we went to it was like a charity office building. They were closed, but they had a big box out front. And Rosie or Grace just took some winter gloves and got out of the car, ran to the box, threw them in there. Came back, and so it was...
You didn't see any real homeless people?
No. Well, I did see a tiny encampment in Lincoln, California. And I was like, you have homeless out here too? Isn't that why you guys move out here, to get away from the unhoused? So let's talk about presents there, honey. We got two blankets, one from your parents, one from your brother and his wife. And we got a candle. Talk about the prezzies you got for your mom and dad. Where you got them and how much you paid.
I got my mom a pair of leggings, which are a pair that I also have, and they're my favorite. So I got her some too. Mm-hmm. And then I got her two books, which I bought at the library sale.
How much were they?
They were 50 cents each.
Wow.
But you know what?
Big spender.
You know what? They're both in good condition. Yeah. And I didn't just grab two books off the shelf. Like two specific books I've had in mind for my mom. And one was by an author she really likes. And it's one of the author's newer releases. Mm. And so they're both like specific, picked out.
Yeah.
Good choices. And then for my dad, I didn't know what to get him. But I happened to be at Dollar Tree one day. Mm. And lately, I've been checking the book section at Dollar Tree every time I go.
Yes,
because they have stepped up their game. Yeah. They have titles you've actually heard of, authors you've actually heard of. So I'm browsing Dollar Tree, and I see a memoir for Paul Simon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I looked through it. I was like, this is perfect. My dad would love this. And I got it. It was $1.25.
Wow. And I want to read that.
Yeah, it looks really good. And I don't think he's read it. I've never heard of it, but I was blown away. I couldn't believe that I found a book.
Actually, from your parents, I borrowed. They have the Ron Howard autobiography.
Yeah.
And I borrowed that from them, and I really enjoyed it. It's like a dual Ron and Clint is an odd-looking acting brother. But I really enjoyed that. But yeah, Paul Simon, good score, honey.
Yeah, fantastic.
You usually feel like your presents are on a lower level than the stuff your brothers give him.
Yeah, I really struggle with buying gifts for people.
Yeah.
I overthink.
You do.
I stress out.
Yeah.
I'm unimaginative. but I feel like this year I did good. I think that they both are really going to like what they got. And man, I only spent a few bucks.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but.
Yeah. Well, what do you get two people who have everything?
Yeah. And what
kind of everything?
I struggle with you for the same reason. You have everything.
Well,
Yeah, I don't ask for much.
If you need something, you're constantly buying yourself stuff.
That's not true. Why would you say that? Mom, stop listening. Your parents got you some Talbot's clothes.
Yeah, I got some clothes. I got a candle.
That's cool. And then they got me some socks, a sleeveless tee. I think Lizard Lips just wants to see these guns. And a muscle roller bar thingy. It's supposed to like help you soothe your muscles. I'm going to use it.
I'm going to use it too.
I was using it as a back scratcher earlier, but definitely because like my lower back is, well, tired old man, but I'll definitely use it. Yeah, we'll use it. We're old people. The food there, the ham was good. But honey, your blueberry lemon loaf bread was the star of the show.
Thank you, thank you. It was really good.
Yeah, it's a perfect amount of lemon. It's like just a little pucker, like.
Yeah. I've made it so many times now that I've tweaked it a little bit, and I think I perfected it.
Yeah, it's super bussin'. You got your brother, so we cut all the couples, all the adult couples, drew names, and you got we'll talk about what you got your brother Brandon and his wife Kay.
I found their gifts at Trader Joe's when I was shopping a few weeks ago. I got them a felted wool trivet, which is like a thing you can lay down and put hot pans, hot like dishes on,
pot holder,
something. And it was colorful,
super festive,
orange, super yellow, tan. I don't know. It was really cute. I really liked it. It was kind of a retro vibe.
Yeah. It's really chunky. It looks like it belongs in like a Swiss skiing lodge in the Alps or something. But I thought it was a great gift. I wish you got us one.
I do too. And I also got them a candle and some trail mix stuff.
Right.
And oop.
Dropped Len and Luna off at the Garcias and they went to a family shindig. Came home, me and you, darling. You made us din-din talk about what you made and where you went wrong. How you can improve.
My meal
was, you're still a good person.
My meal was a bit of a miss. We had a ham.
Yeah.
But no bone.
Yeah.
And we've learned that bone and ham is the only way to go.
Yeah. So it's that was so
much better.
Yeah. That wasn't your fault. It was the pig's fault. And, it was just, we had ham with bone in our previous ham, and to go in back to boneless. Once you go bone in, you can't go back to boneless. Once you go bone in, you can't go.
And oop.
Once you go bone, everything else makes you groan. But anyways, the ham, we're going to do bone in from now on. And then the scalloped potatoes, honey.
I made us two boxes of scalloped potatoes because usually you eat a lot and I don't get enough.
Oh, okay. Well, that was oddly specific.
No, usually we don't have enough for the both of us. So I decided to make two boxes. Mm-hmm. And so I doubled everything.
Yeah.
And it was way too much water. I realized afterwards I shouldn't have specifically doubled the water. Yeah. So they were a little bit soupy.
Liquidy. Yeah. But still.
They were good.
Ham and potatoes. You can't beat it.
It's fine.
And then bought some frozen cheesecake from Walmart. It was good. I like the strawberry cheesecake because the strawberry just kind of sets off or just gives you a little different vibe than just the savory cheese, powerful savory cheese taste.
It's a good combo.
Yeah. So some notes from our Christmas time, honey. So our neighbor Socorro, we hung out with her and she said, hey, I'm gonna bring you guys egg rolls. And we're like, okay. She said, I'm bringing you guys egg rolls later today. It was in early afternoon. Okay. She came by at around 5 and we had just got done taking a shower. Like you had been done for a few minutes. I had just gotten done. You were in your post shower, get ready with me, 12-step skin care routine. And I was just like fresh out the shower, toweling down, but we were both naked. So
Socorro's at the door, ringing the doorbell with hot, fresh egg rolls. We were both naked. And how did we decide? I was like, I'm not going down there.
I happened to have a pile of my clean clothes on the bed right in front of me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to throw something on. I grabbed something out of the pile.
She kept ringing the doorbell.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I'm not going down there. So I just sat there. But I was like, hurry up, honey. Throw on that green t-shirt faster. The Danko meat. So Debbie Danko, a neighbor, she got a bunch of meat from Walmart that she dropped off here. Okay. Three kielbasas, or kielbasai, if you will. And then two things of meat. One was not good, right?
Yeah. One was some sort of steak cuts, and they had looked like they'd gone bad. So
yeah.
I had to toss them.
That went to the trash. And then the other one had some gray in there. There was some grayish, brownish.
Listen, it wasn't bad.
Right, right.
I deemed it worthy to eat.
It was visually, it was unappealing. But you just cut that part out. Your parents were over that night.
All raw meat is visually unappealing.
Ah, think about it, yeah. But your parents were over that night, and you cooked up the rest of the meat. It was thin. It was good. It was bussin'. But yeah, we still got three kielbasai ready to go. But that other Danko meat, no bueno. But there were, even the meat that you did cook, there were a few bites that were a little rough. Too fatty, too gristly. I took a bite and I said, this is not going to break down via chewing, via the chewing and digestion method that us humans go through. But by and large, Debbie Danko was... meat was a diggity dank. I was thinking, so you wrote greeting cards to our neighbors and you gave them the blueberry lemon loaves, and you addressed each card with dear neighbor.
Yeah.
Except for one person.
Kathy Bailey got a special personalized message.
Yeah. But I think the dear neighbor could be more specific. Like dear Allison, dear Sirocco, dear...
yeah.
Danko. Because dear neighbor is kind of like when you get junk mail that says current resident and then the address. Next year, honey.
I know. I'll do better next year.
Your coworkers brought you stuff. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah. A couple of my coworkers gave me a little present with little chocolates and really nice cards that they wrote nice messages in.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nothing for anybody. And I felt really bad.
But that's like the MO with you and your coworkers. Like yes. When they go on vacation, they get you refrigerator magnets from Cancun or whatever. And when we go on vacation, you never get them anything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm the outlier.
Yeah. I think that's okay. Well, you've been there 10 years, right?
Yes.
And they still bring you stuff.
Yes.
You still don't get
this. I still
stuff.
Don't.
You guys are friends or something.
Yeah.
So I bought some pots and pans, and then I immediately regretted. Because, like, we have pots and pans that are just a few years old. We actually bought them when we moved in here. They're a Pioneer woman. And they're fine. They're a little musty. But I saw this gorgeous, like, baby blue pot and pan set. It was $50 from Walmart. Bought it. Instant regret. I was like, well, why? What am I doing? But we wrapped it and put it under the tree. We wrapped all of our, like, Brandon and Kay's present, Peyton's present, Cole's present. We wrapped them all up, put it under our tree to make us feel better about ourselves, make our tree look more ebullient. And, like, I really want to open these pots and pans, but I also want to return them. Are pots and pans in fine?
I say return.
We have some bruises. There's some cuts and bruises, but yeah, they'll last us.
Return, yeah.
Okay, darling, if you insist. So our tree's been up, honey, since November 9th. And when are we going to take it down?
I was so about to take it down this afternoon.
You did take out the tree skirt.
Yeah, I took the tree skirt. Once I took the tree skirt down, mm-hmm. I had the urge to start taking all the ornaments off, but I think the kids would be unhappy if they came home and it was away.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait. Okay. Lennox wants to leave it up till February.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. But
that's way too much.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. Thank you for listening. That's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Trader Joe's. We don't have a promo code for Wool Felt Trivets from Trader Joe's. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure.
And a oop.
And sure, I may return the pot and pans that I visually love. And you've gone back and forth too.
Yeah. You're
like, we need them. I want them. And me too. But I think in the end, it's just we don't need them, even though they're gorgeous. And to be perfectly frank, I mean, they were $50 for a set. They're going to look like the Pioneer Woman musty current set we have in 3-ish years. Yeah. So what's the point? But we're still good people, and I'm still a good person. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your time. We hope you have a wonderful day / night. Bye-bye.
And
oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And oop.